If you like, with the first step, it's where are you? The second step is where do you want to get to? And this is the bit where you've got to spend some time researching your options. And again, it doesn't matter. You might have a very specific idea that you want to work just within the creative arts. You might have a very specific job that you want to go after, or you might not be too sure. But nobody with the best will in the world can know everything about every single job that's out there. Not even me in careers advisor mode can you know everything about it. And by doing the research through different job titles, and because of technology, new jobs are being designed and developed and created all the time. That world of work is shifting and moving so massively and so quickly that you need to be able to say, right, okay, these are the jobs that I'm the most interested in. Now, to be able to do the research, there are really, really useful websites on the internet that you can go to. They're built up for careers websites. The most useful one that you can get on screens, tabs, phones, anything like that, is the National Career Service website. And the way that the National Career Service website is put together is that jobs are put into families. So if you don't want to know about being a brain surgeon and an engineer, you just stick with the jobs related to the family of arts, performing arts, and you research the jobs within there and understand what those job roles are. If you understand what the job role requires of you, and within all of these job descriptions on the National Career Service, it will start to highlight the skills that you need to be able to work in that industry. So you are then pulling in things from step one about the skills that you've got, and you're moving it across into, okay, where's my best fit? What is it that I like the sound of the most? I've done the reading. I've come up with half a dozen jobs that I'm really, really interested in. When I look at my step one, how does that fit to step two? Where is it? And again, where are the gaps? If I got a really good fit here, but actually I like that job better, what have I got to do to fill in and get a bit more experience, or what skills do I need to develop for that other role? And that's where the research is not only helping you to fit the skills together, but then the research is also telling you about the job. And then if you get into the realms of interviews, putting together CVs, you can focus your CV towards a particular job role. You can incorporate all the skills and the different job things that you know are needed for that job. You can take that to an interview and you can talk to an employer about what you actually know. And then the other bit around that research is understanding some of that industry, where the companies are, what those companies do. All that research is putting you into a really positive place where you are informed about the options that are available to you. How does that sound?
Perfect.